Okay, guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
And we are on our TOEIC unit, as we always have, and we're going to be discussing something that I think a lot of people do, is if you're starting to work full-time, sometimes you want a little variety, after work, and you maybe will sign up for a class or two. Maybe it's a fitness class. A lot of people I know like those. Or maybe you like to continue your education. We used to call that continuing education when I was younger. And you could sign up for pretty cheap courses. They weren't expensive. They offer cheaper community courses for people who have already graduated, like older people, just to get them, you know, coming and learning some more things. I think the most popular continuing education courses right now are either computer courses or language courses. Usually it's that, or maybe cooking courses.
Right. So you could take courses after work for personal reasons, things you're interested in. Maybe you want to learn how to play the piano or something like that. Or it could be for practical reasons. You won't get a promotion in the company, for example, if you don't improve your French because your company does a lot of business with France and your boss is kind of pressuring you to learn some French. So there are different reasons why people would want to take a course after work. But that's what Edward is talking about. She's calling the Lang Center. That's an adult education school, and he just wants to get some information from them. So let's listen to their conversation right now, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Edward calls the Lang Center, an adult education school.
Hello, I'm interested in the courses offered there. As a working professional, I'd like to use my time after work productively.
We provide diverse courses that fit different interests. From language lessons to culinary arts and fitness sessions, there's something for everyone. Any specific course you're interested in?
I'm considering language and fitness classes. Could you tell me more?
Certainly. We offer language courses for all levels, including French, Spanish, and German. As for fitness, we cover routines from yoga to high-intensity workouts. Both are available in group or one-on-one tutoring sessions. For more details, you can consult our catalog or our website.
Perfect! I often have unpredictable work hours, though. Do you offer flexibility in scheduling?
Our courses run throughout the day, and we also have weekend options, ensuring you'll find something that matches your routine.
How long does each course typically last, and what's the duration for individual sessions?
Typically, a course lasts 8 weeks with 2 sessions per week. Each session lasts around 60 to 90 minutes.
What about the costs? Do you offer any deals for signing up for multiple courses?
Each course is priced between 2,000 NT dollars and 3,500 NT dollars, depending on your choice. Bundled rates are available if you enroll in multiple courses.
Sounds reasonable. Thank you for the information. I'll go through the catalog and get back to you.
Absolutely. Take your time. Let us know if you need any further clarification. Enjoy your day. Okay, guys, let's dive in. Let's look at the title first. It's The Quest for the Ideal After Work Course. A quest is some sort of search or journey to find something that you're looking for. I think it's more formal. You know, we don't usually use it in real life. But you'll often see it as a movie title or a book title or in written English. But it's just a long journey or search for something that you really want to find. So this is the quest for the ideal, the perfect after work course. That's going to be different for everyone, though.
Yep, and Edward makes a phone call to the Lang Center. What is that? Well, that's an adult education school. It's a school specifically set up for adults who want to learn various things. Edward begins the conversation. He says, hello, I'm interested in the courses offered there. So, of course, a course is a course of study. You pay a fee and then you can study for a month or two or whatever. And that would be a course. You can take an English course or a typing course or whatever. And he goes on to say, as a working professional, I'd like to use my time after work productively. So he's a working professional. He's got a professional job. He's not a dishwasher or a driver or something like that. He's actually a professional, works in an office. It's a white-collar job. And, of course, he gets off work at 5 or 6 or whatever. So he'd like to actually use his time after work productively. Now, if you're productive, you make really good use of your time and you produce results. So if you're productive at work, of course, the boss will like you and give you promotions and things like that. And here we're using this as an adverb. He wants to use his time productively or in a productive way.
Yeah, if someone refers to you as being a very productive worker, that means that you use your time wisely. You don't sit and waste a lot of time or chat with your coworkers in the office. You actually complete the tasks that you've been given, so you're productive. So he wants to use his time after work productively, not just to waste it sitting in front of a computer, playing games, or maybe watching TV shows and being a couch potato. Well, the receptionist is someone who works at the company, and usually a receptionist is the first person you interface with if you go to a company. That's the person usually sitting at a desk in the front, in the lobby, and they'll ask you who you're there to see. They'll send you to the right office. They also will often be answering the phones, although that's not always the case. Sometimes they have other people trying to answer the phone. So that's a receptionist. And she says we provide diverse courses. Diverse just means some variety, so they're not all the same. Diverse courses that fit different interests. Everyone's different. We all have different hobbies or interests that we like. So she gives the range there by saying from language lessons to culinary arts and fitness sessions. So we've got language class that you can take. Culinary arts just refers to cooking. So if you want to become a better cook or a baker, is somebody who actually makes very precise measurements to produce cakes and cookies and pastries. And they also have fitness sessions. Why do we use the word session there, Tom?
Well, it's not like a whole course. It's just a period of time in which people get together. For example, when we do this program, we have recording sessions where we schedule a certain amount of time where we sit down and record these lessons for you, or we record tests or whatever. That is a recording session. So they'll have different fitness sessions where they all will get together and work out together. Maybe it will be an aerobics course or something like that. And again, she talks about a range of these things from two, and you can use this when you're describing something, like if you're advertising a course in a language, you could say, from reading and writing to speaking and listening, this course offers it all. Okay, you can learn everything if you take this particular course. And so, yes, indeed, they're offering this, this variety of choices, culinary arts and fitness sessions. And with those things, hey, there's something for everyone. Everyone will have something they're interested in.
I wanted to mention we often use session when we're talking about your legislature, the people who you vote for and who represent you in the government. They'll have a legislative session. Or I often heard on TV, I once went to court to see my dad, so I've heard it in person, but they'll say, they'll use that gavel and they'll, you know, tap on the desk, and the judge will say, court is now in session, or whoever says that. Just means they're now proceeding with official work. So you'll see it that way, too. So what is Edward interested in? He's considering language and fitness classes, and he wants to get some more information. So he says, could you tell me more?
Okay, so again, he's asking about language classes and fitness classes. Of course, a language could be, I don't know, Spanish, Japanese, English, German, Russian, whatever.
Vietnamese.
That's a useful language as well. And the receptionist says, well, certainly I could consider, or I could at least provide you with some information. We offer language courses for all levels, so beginning, intermediates, and advanced. And these language lessons include French, Spanish, and German. And as for fitness, or in regard to fitness, we cover routines from yoga to high-intensity workouts. So that's fitness, which are basically exercise courses. And in this case, they have a range, again, from yoga to high-intensity workouts. Yoga, you pretty much know, is a kind of a stretching sort of meditative exercise from India that a lot of people are interested in. And we've also got high-intensity workouts, sometimes referred to as high-intensity interval training, or HIIT,
HIT.
And in this case, intensity just refers to the degree to which something is...
difficult.
Difficult, or we're involved with it. If we're involved with something of high intensity, that means it comes at us with a lot of energy, and that's what these intensity workouts would be. You're not just sitting there doing push-ups or something for a short time. You're actually really active, and you get really tired, and you don't get much rest between each item that you're doing.
Yeah, they keep you going. Usually you won't see a lot of elderly folks enjoying those high-intensity workouts. You see the younger population, the younger people. It can be very tiring, but wow, you can sweat a lot and burn up some calories. So both of these classes, from yoga to high-intensity workouts, they're both available either as a group, so you could join a group and all work out together, or they offer more expensive one-on-one tutoring sessions. Sometimes I see in Taiwan people will say one-in-one. It's not. It's one-on-one. When you've just got two people working directly together. So you can sign up for those. They're more expensive, but you are going to get more personalized training. You probably would refer to those people who train you as a coach. Sometimes we call them coaches. So for more details, she says, you can consult our catalog or our website. A catalog is like a small magazine, and they list all their courses, what time they are, how much they are, who the teachers are, things like that.
Right. It's similar to a brochure, but a brochure, of course, is much smaller and very brief. A catalog will provide lots of information. We used to have those big catalogs from those mail order companies when I was growing up, for Sears or JCPenney's or Montgomery Ward or whatever.
I love those.
Yeah, they have those big catalogs, which they don't have anymore. And in any case, it's just a book or an online resource that provides as much information as you want. And Edward says, perfect. That's wonderful. Fantastic. Out of sight. I often have unpredictable work hours, though. Do you offer flexibility in scheduling? So if something's unpredictable, you just don't know what's going to happen. Like the weather is unpredictable. They may give a forecast that says it's going to rain tomorrow, but it turns out to be a sunny day. Mm-hmm. That means the weather is unpredictable. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And in his case, yeah, maybe he's got a meeting with somebody that comes up all of a sudden, or he doesn't know it, but his boss wants him to go out to Taoyuan to meet a client or something, and he has to work overnight, overtime, or even work on the weekends. So yeah, his schedule is unpredictable. He just doesn't know what he's going to be doing. And this ends with the word though, and that could also mean the word however. Schedule is unpredictable though, and then he'll go on to say something else.
Yeah, he wants to know if they offer flexibility in scheduling, where he could change perhaps his one-on-one with a coach or his tutoring session. There won't be flexibility, I don't think, in the group classes, but certainly one-on-one you might be able to change your appointment with your coach if you have to work overtime. And the receptionist says our courses run throughout the day, which is usually what you find. They're held in the morning, afternoon, and evening, because they have a lot of retired people who take these courses as well. So She says we also have weekend options. If you have a hard time going to a course during the week because your hours are just crazy at work, that was what my job was like earlier, then it's hard to actually schedule something from Monday to Friday. But sometimes you can catch a weekend course, a weekend option, a choice to go and attend on the weekend. And she says ensuring you'll find something that matches your routine or your schedule. So it looks like they have a lot of different options in terms of scheduling.
Right. Maybe he doesn't have to go to work until 1 in the afternoon or something like that. And
yeah.
He works until late at night. So for him, it would be a good option to have morning sessions in whichever course he wants to take. So yeah, their schedule is flexible. And, of course, he has some of his own concerns, so he's got another question here. How long does each course typically last? What is the duration of these classes? That's what he says next. And what's the duration for individual sessions? So, yes, how long does a course usually last? Many years ago when I worked at a Bushy Bun, their sessions were 2 months long. Okay, the students would sign up for classes, and those classes would last for 2 months. And at the end of 2 months, they would decide if they wanted to take the following course, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, how long are the courses? How long do they last? And then if you're talking about individual sessions, yeah, what's the duration? He wants to know how long they are in terms of the actual individual class. Is it going to be 1 hour or 2 hours, an hour and a half or whatever?
Yeah, so the receptionist says, well, typically a course lasts 8 weeks, 2 months, with 2 sessions per week. And then she goes on to say each session lasts around 60 to 90 minutes. So that gives him a good idea of how long the course runs, what the duration of each session actually is. So this is all great information. And of course, Edward wants to know, what's it going to cost him? Mm. How much is he going to have to fork out? You fork out money. That's just slang. Fork out some cash. How much is he going to have to fork out? Well, and then he asks a really good question. Do you offer any deals for signing up for multiple courses? A lot of times you get a discount if you take more than one course or if you buy more than one item of clothing. Say you buy 3 shirts. Well, if you buy 3, they'll give you 1 for free. So it's always good to ask if they are offering any deals, any special bargains. And I would certainly want one if I were signing up for a course.
Right. And it could be different kinds of subjects, or it could be the single class and you're going to sign up for several courses that last longer than the 2 month session. It could be 4 months, 6 months. You might get a special deal that way. And the receptionist says each course is priced between $2,000 NT and $3,500 NT, depending on your choice. So, yes, they have different prices for each class. They might have different kinds of requirements of the teachers or whatever. So the prices aren't uniform, or they aren't the same, and bundled rates are available if you enroll in multiple courses. So if something's bundled, it just comes together. You have 2 or more things that come together, so these rates are going to be bundled together. You're going to enroll or register and start taking classes in multiple courses, so if you take 2 or more courses at the same time, you'll get a special discount.
We often would talk about how our mailman or mail carrier would often bundle our mail up. So he'd have a rubber band around all the mail that was supposed to go to one particular house. Even here in Taiwan, I see the mailmen who come and deliver mail. They'll often rubber band all the mail that goes to a building. That's what they do in my apartment building. And then my guanliyuan, or the superintendent, will, you know, pull it apart and distribute the mail. That's bundling. If it's cold outside, you'll often hear us say, ooh, I want to bundle up. Mm. It's kind of cold. Bundle up just means to put a good coat on, scarf, things like that to keep nice and warm.
You probably didn't need to worry about that too much in Arizona, but where I'm from, yeah, we had to bundle up during the winter every time we went out.
Yeah.
And I remember my voice, my mother's voice telling me, bundle up before you go out. It's cold out there. And Edward then says, sounds reasonable. Those prices don't sound too expensive. Thank you for the information. I'll go through the catalog and get back to you. So if you get back to somebody, that means you're just going to recontact them or contact them again in the future after you do something else. So maybe somebody will ask you for some information and you'll say, well, I don't have that information right now, but I'll go look it up and then I'll get back to you. I will contact you again.
Yeah, let me get back to you on that. I'm not really quite sure. Well, the receptionist says, absolutely, take your time. Let us know if you need any further clarification. Clarification is just more details about something. Perhaps you're not quite clear what the rules are or what the details are about something that you're looking into doing and you want clarification. It just means you need to get more comprehensive information, more details, so that you know exactly what's happening. Well, guys, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we're going to continue with our useful expressions. Stay tuned.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜，又到我们多义的单元了。多义单元其实都蛮生活化的，像我们学生的话，下课可能有时候会去补习呀，或者去运动啦。那如果是上班族，下班之后要做什么呢？要吃美食，还是要运动呢？还是要学东西呢？如果要学东西的话，其实像现在啊，我们说终身学到老，所以学东西的这个机构就很重要了。像今天啊，Edward 就要打电话给 Lane 中心，那 Lane 呢就是一个成人教育的学校，因为 Edward 希望下班之后还可以成为学霸耶。所以我们今天这个单元呢，就要带大家看一下，如果我们今天是上班族，在下班之后到了成人教育学校还可以学些什么东西呢？像今天的课程当中啊，其实我们讲课就会有很多字耶。比如说第一个 Edward， 他在打电话进去的时候，第一个 Edward， 他除了说 hello 之外，还有提到他说 courses。 我觉得我对于这边提供的这个课程啊 courses 好像蛮有兴趣的。这个 course 通常指的是一个完整的课程，一个课程可能会设计一开始介绍什么，中间有哪些东西，然后结尾如何，通常会有比较完整的这种概念。好，这是我们第一个看到的课程 course， 例如可能会有运动的课程啊，然后可能会有电脑的课程啊，或语言的课程啊，这些都可以叫做 course。 不过在第一个 Edward 当中啊，我们看到第二句最后一个字叫做 productively， 那这个字啊其实回归到它的动词叫做 produce， P-R-O-D-U-C-E， produce， produce 就是生产的意思嘛。所以如果说下班之后啊，或下课之后还可以多学一些东西，学到的更多，产出就越多，这个是所谓的产出的意思。可是 produce 这个字如果念 produce， 它就会变成名词，是所谓的农产品的意思哦，是集合名词 produce， 这要特别小心。好，当然接待员呢，他就是会提供说，哦，我们有很多课程，我们在第一个接待员这边的回答看到的，我们有很多课程，这个很多，其实他用了一个形容词，我觉得蛮好用，叫做 diverse， 就是各式各样不同的，除了所谓的很多之外，不只是数量的概念哦，而是各种不同，有各方面的意思。所以如果你是要学语言的啊，或健身的啊，甚至是烹饪的啊，都可以。可是在第一个 receptionist， 第一个接待员这边，我们看到的课程除了 course 之外就有 lesson。 那 lesson 的话我们就很熟啦，比如说哦，英文第三课 lesson 3 lesson 5这个 lesson， 那在这里它搭配的是 language lessons， 对，还蛮有那种感觉的吼。那接下来在同样的第一个接待员第二句这边后面还有 session。那如果说是健身课程的话，好像用 lesson 很怪怪的吼。 session 这个字也有课程的意思，可是通常它特别就指的是有一段时间。好，因为我们在运动的时候可能比如说燃脂的话至少要30分钟以上啊，或者是做重训啊，或者是怎么样啊，所以这里我们看到课程用的是 session。 session 其实本来就是一段时间的意思啦。好，那当然还是会问一些是不是有一些特定的课程，这样才能做介绍嘛。所以在第一个接待员的第三句我们看到 specific course， 这个叫做特定的，很明确的告诉我你是想要学什么吗，很明确的，很特定的 specific 这个形容词。 好 ，Edward 就直接告诉他，其实他是考虑健身课程啦。健身课程其实在我们刚刚第一个 receptionist 这边的回答就已经有提到，叫做 fitness。那 fitness 是一个名词的概念哦 ，fit f i t fit。在英文当中通常会说 stay fit stay 就不是待哦而是 keep 保持的意思像我们常必须要运动啊多走路啦规律啦这样子才能够 stay fit 让身体的状态保持良好这个叫做 stay fit 所以健身课程用 fitness classes 对语言啊或者是健身课程 Edward 好像是比较有兴趣那当然接着接待员就会特别针对语言来介绍哦，所以我们在第二个接待员看到例如像 French 法语啦 Spanish German 啦、啊、这些语言都有不过运动课程到底有哪些呢至于什么什么东西我们在第二个接待员的第三句这边可以把它抓出来 as for something 至于某个人至于某个主题至于某件事 as for someoneAs for something, 那至于健身的话，则会有一些比较常态性的规律都开的课程。这个时候，他用 routine 这个字，同样在第二个接待员第三句的地方。routine 本来有日常的例行公事的意思，那在这边指的就是常态会开的课，像是 yoga、瑜伽啦，还有一些高强度的一些 workout。那我们特别注意这里的第四句哦，如果是一对一家教课程的话，一对一叫做 one on one。好，接下来 Edward 当然会蛮喜欢这样子一个多元的提供，不过因为时间上要配合工作的时间啦 ，Edward 有时候时间并不固定。所以有时候呢必须要提供一些弹性的课程安排当然这个时候也是可以 OK 的例如还有一些 weekend options 我们在第三个接待员这个地方看一下哦他这里的回答有一个关系子句的简化在 weekend options 这个先行词之后逗点之后的 ensuring 一直到句尾这里的 ensuring 是一个 whichensure 也就是这些 weekend options 的选择可以确保你可以找到你自己想要的一个课程安排那当然接着就会问说诶课程大概是多久啊大概是4周还是6周8周还是12周呢重点是一周上几次课呢接待员也会回答第四个接待员我们看到的是一周2次课这边的 two sessions per week per 这个字其实可以特别抓出来因为 per 啊后面加上了一个单位词之后前面通常会有一个数字比如说每周几次 two sessions per week 它特别是在讲每个单元里面每个单位里面有几次这样子好那最后面我们来看一下最重要的就是价钱啦如果真的太贵的话也没有人会去报名嘛但是如果报越多的话就会有组合价哦这个优惠组合价我觉得蛮有趣的在第五个接待员这边的第二句 bundled rates 因为 bundle 这个字本来其实就是有捆绑的意思如果被绑在一起的话如果有你有好几个课两个或三个一起来报这个 bundled rates 优惠的组合价就会提供出来好我们明天还会带大家看一下因为 Edward 到最后还是报名咯可是有一些疑虑所以那个这个学习中心会怎么样的回答呢我是 Anna 我们明天见
We're gonna take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back
Okay, it's time for us to continue our lesson with some useful expressions. Remember, Edward has made a phone call to this particular school, which is called the Lang Center. And of course, when you answer the phone or when somebody asks you a question, you need to offer some assistance to them. What can I do for you? How are you today? Can I help you? Well, these are some different ways you can express that feeling if you want to offer a service to somebody.
Yeah, and so if you need any help, just let me know. Oftentimes, if you're in a supermarket, not a supermarket, a mall, a department store, in the States at least, you'll have salespeople, sales clerks approach you and say, oh, can I help you? Are you looking for something special? And sometimes you just are browsing. You don't really have anything you're looking for in particular. And so you'll say, you know, I'm just looking. Well, the sales clerk will often say, if you need any help, just let me know. And that's a really familiar phrase, especially if you're in a store and there are clerks. They're willing to help you, waiting to help you. But sometimes you just want to look around by yourself.
They might also say, let me know if you need anything.
Yeah.
And that's simple enough. Now, here's the second suggestion. The sentence reads, if you're unsure about the software installation, I'd be more than happy to assist with that. So I'd be happy, but I'd even be more happy. I would be totally happy. I would be glad to help you out. I'd be more than happy to help you. I'd be more than happy to assist you with the software installation.
Right. I'd is I would. So I would be more than happy to assist with that, to help you with that. So number three is, with so many options available, it can be overwhelming. It can be too much. So how can I be of service and make this process smoother for you? That's a really nice way to offer to help somebody who's doing something that's kind of confusing or just is too much for them. Maybe they're not familiar with whatever you're looking at. I know with my mom, I would try to help her learn how to use the computer, especially with email. And she just wanted things that were very simple. You know, not too much detail. So how can I be of service and make this process smoother for you is a wonderful way to offer your help.
Yeah, when I worked at the gas station, all I said was, can I help you? And that was good enough. Oh,
yeah.
Can you fill it up with regular, please, or unleaded, or whatever the choice was. And here's our discussion question for today. What activities or hobbies do you think are the best for relaxation and personal growth after a busy day?
Ooh, well, for me at least, I like to do something that's a very drastic change from what I've been doing during the day. So at least in New York, you know, I was using my brain all the time and I was tired, always answering questions because I was managing the department. And when I went home, I wanted to do something completely different. I didn't want to talk. I just wanted to usually read or watch something. Now, what I'd like to do after work, again, I don't want to keep talking because Tom and I talk all day as we record. My voice gets tired. So sometimes I just want to go outside and walk around, do some exercise, you know, and get my body feeling a little better. We sit all day long, which is not healthy.
It's a good suggestion. Unfortunately, like many people, when I relax, I just take out that phone and watch YouTube videos or play games or whatever.
Oh, not me.
I don't want to do that anymore. I actually watch TV and try to practice my Chinese by watching the evening news. But yes, maybe going out and doing something physical would be a good suggestion as well. Going for a walk at the local park, that certainly wouldn't hurt. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. And hopefully all of you will have luck with taking some courses after school or work that you're interested in or that you need. Don't wear yourselves out too much. Have fun with various things. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.